Blog Talk Radio.
Yo. You know what the business is and you know who it is. This is the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Glory to God on today. And we are featuring the CARE Network on today, praise God, which features the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. Now, I want you to know, the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, amen, is live on the phone lines, on the prayer lines, Monday through Friday. Amen. Beginning at 8 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Midwest, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 11 o'clock on the East Coast. You can call in and hear a word from the Lord. They are there for 2 hours every day of the week. Glory to God, hallelujah. And once a month, we feature them, and we feature the Men's Day program, if you're not familiar with it. Now, today is the Men's Day program, where the men call in and tell the testimonies on how God changed their lives. Glory to God, and we're trying to reach our youth. We're trying to reach the ones that are still in sin. Praise God. So we invite you, amen, to call in. Amen. Every day, they are there. Amen. With Sister Denise, every day, Monday through Friday. And don't forget that CARE Network is also live with CARE Church Incorporated with Bishop Matt Page and his lovely wife, the beautiful First Lady Rebecca Page. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every Sunday, glory to God, for Sunday morning service. Amen. That service takes place at 9 o'clock. Amen, Pacific time, 10 o'clock, Midwest time, 11 o'clock, praise God, hallelujah, Central time, and 12 o'clock noon on the East Coast. We invite you to call in and tune in and be blessed with a word from the Lord. With that, that's the segment which is called Living in Expectation. Glory to God, hallelujah, where you live believing and knowing that God is going to provide. God is going to open up doors. God is going to straighten out paths. God is going to be your provider. God, hallelujah, amen. So we're going to play a quick song, and we're going to get right back with you. We're going to do Pastor Mike Jr., amen. We'll be back in 4 minutes, and in 4 minutes we will be live, amen, with the Holy Ghost prayer line. Praise God.
If you hold on just a little while longer,
I know he will come through just for you.
I'm talking to the person who was frustrated to the point that you said throw the whole year away. The devil is a liar, cause what's coming for you, it's gonna be
big.
Get ready.
Open the windows of heaven.
The checks in the mail. Raises and bonuses. Healing in your body. Your children are gonna make it. I believe.
Mama, I made it.
God is about to blow our minds.
If you're doing it big, let's go.
It's gonna be big.
Pull your phone out and take a selfie. Cause what you look like now, you won't look like next year.
That is my season.
God didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far.
I believe.
Say this, it's my time.
That is my time.
Yeah.
It's my time.
If you're doing it big, let's go.
How you feel it?
Breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. I'm anticipating. Yeah. you, they better stay close to you. Cause the next thing God is doing for you is gonna be go, 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 go. The devil already gone with it, and it's gonna be.
God bless you.
It's gonna be big. Oh yeah, it's gonna be big. The next thing God is going to do in your life is gonna be big. It's gonna be huge. Praise God. Put it in your spirit tonight. Put it in your heart. Put it in your psyche. Oh, glory to God. I ain't about to preach. We got a whole program coming up, but I just got happy for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we are about to log into the Holy Ghost prayer line. Let's give God some praise.
Anybody got a scripture, amen? Praise God. You can read one of these scriptures. If you have a scripture, amen, we want someone to read a scripture. You got a scripture today, amen? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. No one got a scripture today, amen? Well, thank God. Huh?
Okay, there.
Go ahead. Read the scripture,
I got Psalms chapter 90.
Go ahead.
I'm going to read you verse 2. The Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations before the mountains were brought forth. Or even thou hast armed the earth, formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Amen.
Amen. That's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, that brother Dan. Amen. We appreciate that scripture for everybody. We want to get started this morning. Amen. Praise God. We got Brother Prevost. He going to give us the song now. Amen.
Amen.
Let it go, but I can't. You just don't want.
yes I do. I discovered I can make it. Oh, oh, oh. In nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I learned that I could take it.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know you're at work, Brother Prevost, but you can go on and give your testimony and talk.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for being here on today. Thank God for each and every last one of you. Amen. My testimony, many of you know my testimony, praise God. I was born and raised in the church, praise God, but I backslid, amen, as soon as I was old enough to backslide. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. And I started, you know, running the streets, amen. I always did love music, so I started rapping, praise God, but I was rapping about all the wrong things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I was good at it, and I couldn't figure out how come, hallelujah, it wasn't going nowhere because, hallelujah, everybody was saying how good it was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the problem was when you're a child of God, you just can't do whatever you want to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are literally in a situation where we can't go outside of the realm in which he allows us to. Glory to God. We can only go so far on our own when we want to hear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I thank God that he was able to change my mind, clean me up, and give me a new message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And continue to I guess give the message that he wanted to give through the music. Glory to God, hallelujah. So I'm on a level now where I'm trying to reach the youth through the music that they listen to. Praise God. And I thank God that the music that I listened to growing up didn't affect me, amen, the way it affected a lot of people in our generation. Praise God, because come to find out, it has been a conspiracy all along through the music, amen, to get us to commit crimes and to get us to abandon our families and to get us to do these ungodly things through the music. It's been a conspiracy this whole time. It, come to find out, it was a meeting about it back in the early 90s, where the record company has been investing in prison. And they encouraged the rappers to promote criminal activities through the music, amen, so that they could further their enterprise through the prison. So I thank God that I didn't allow having my body in the street and trying to rap and trying to be out there, that I didn't let my environment completely overtake me. And that God always had his hand on me. And I just want to encourage any young people that may be out there listening that God will give you the message he wants to give you. And God will direct your path if you allow him to. And there's nothing you so deep in. Because I've heard some of the testimonies on the line. And sometimes I feel like my testimony isn't, you know, as great or as powerful as some of the testimonies I hear on this Men's Day prayer line. But that just tells me that no matter what level or how deep you into it, whether you thigh deep, knee deep, waist deep, or you up to your neck in sin, that God can still pull you out of it. And I thank God that he pulled me out of it. And I just want to give him the glory and the praise. And I just want to give y'all this song real quick. One of my rap songs is called Heaven or Hell. And I made this song because we may not want to accept it, but a lot of our kids, a lot of our youth in this generation are out there in the street. And the only way we can reach them is if we go out there into the streets to get them out the street. So I made this song here for the street. So it's called Heaven or Hell. I hope y'all enjoy it, and thank y'all for y'all time.
Nobody,
yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody, sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
what's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take it out.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions,
uh-huh.
And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gon' do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switch my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live
our
life.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happened when we hard-headed and don't listen. You're creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to
to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV, and I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell, but yeah. Just to make it through. Yeah. But nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah. Consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do, and I ain't proud of what I did. I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank God for Minister Prevost there. Nobody want to die. Nobody want to lose. If you don't make it, it's going to be because of the thing that you do. You know, we want to hang out on the corner, and the kids hanging out on the corner, not knowing what to do, not realizing that the friends they with don't know how they going to do. You know, you don't know who you're hanging with. And so let us be careful where we hang, because, you know, those who seem to be your friend, they'll be calling you Hosanna today, and they'll be killing you tonight. And so let us be careful where we hang out. Amen. We want to, you know, we all want to be saved. We all want to be saved. You know, the thing about it, nobody want to die, but then nobody wants to live. But one thing that Jesus said, you got to die to live. Amen. And anything, anytime that something is going to have life, you got to know that you got to die to live. A seed got to be planted in order for it to come back to live. And so let us not hang out in the streets. I know we men, we should be hanging out on the corner, should be hanging in the streets. You know, we say a real man is one that serves God. And that's a real man. And a fake man is a man that don't know God. A fool said in his heart, there is no God. And we don't want to be the one to say that there is no God. So men, let us stand up. Let us stand up in these last days. I just got a few scriptures here I'd like to read before we get started. Acts chapter 16, amen, verse 30 and 31. Before we get into it, we'd like to read because our purpose here is for someone to give a testimony that somebody might want to be saved, that there will be some man or some brother is ready to come off the street and realize that the street, only thing that is out there is death. And you would like to be in the place of life, you know. And Jesus came to give us life. And that's what we're speaking out, the real life. Not that fake life, not being around the fake, you know, fake people. And we say even in the church and everywhere else, you don't want to be around no fake people. You don't like to just hang around fake people. Be for real. Amen. If I got a problem, just say you got a problem. Amen. Go on, repent, so that someone can help you with your problem. And Acts chapter 16, verse 30. And they brought them out and said, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house, "What must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus." When you talk about having faith, your faith is to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And by believing, you have life through his name, that only life comes through his name. There's only one way to be saved, and Jesus is that way. And so we got to believe. One thing we got to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died, that he rose again on the third day. And that all of our victory comes through the life of Jesus. If you want to overcome anything, you can't overcome things by yourself. Amen. You're going to need some help, man. We need some help. And one thing that God wants, the only thing that God wants from us is to humble ourselves and ask for the help that we need. Amen. Ask for that help. Don't be ashamed. See, most of the time I say that most people, it's the enemy of deliverance. Most people are ashamed. You know, when shame is the enemy of deliverance, it's because a lot of people, they don't like what they've done and they didn't like what they was doing, and then they're too ashamed to admit it. Shame is the enemy of deliverance. You can't get deliverance. The Bible said we have to confess our sins, amen. And when we confess our sins, then Jesus, he's willing to forgive you for the sins that you committed against him. Only then, in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, you say on the day of, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was all in one place, and the Holy Ghost fell on them, and they started speaking in tongues. And then after that transition took place, then everybody asked, you know, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And then Peter said in Acts, chapter 2, he said, "Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Acts 2:39, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." That means that the Holy Spirit is for everybody, amen. It's not just for some folks. He said, "The promise is unto all." It didn't say the promise is just to some. It says the promise is unto all. And so we all need to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because after you repented of your sin, you felt guilty about it, you felt bad about it, or you were condemned about what you were doing, that one thing he said, you got to repent. And when you repent, you got to change. Amen. You can't stay the same. Amen. I hear this so much today that people who come to the Lord and say that they got saved, but there was no change in their life. Well, the Lord said, "Come as you are." Yeah, come as you are so he can change you. Amen. I mean, what good does it do to come to Jesus and then there is no change. There must be a change, amen. You got to be different. You can't remain the same when you've been born again. St. John 3:5 said you must be born. St. John said you must be born of the water and of the spirit. Must be. Hallelujah. And when something is a must, that means there's no other way. Must be born of the water and of the spirit. Now, there are so many people today who are baptized, but a lot of people, they haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The reason we call this the Holy Ghost prayer line, because we believe in being baptized in the Holy Spirit. That's one of the things we believe, because we know it's the Spirit that's doing the work. Amen. It's the Spirit that do the work on the inside of you. It's the Spirit that's going to change you. It's the Spirit that's going to raise you up in the last day. I believe it in Romans chapter 8, it says that those who have not the Spirit, they are none of his. So I just got to accept what the Word says. The Word says, if you don't have the Spirit, you don't belong to God. It's not because of your color. You know, so many people today boasting on their color. Well, you know, we Hebrew Israelites. Well, we are. We are the Hebrew Israelites. That's a true statement. Amen. We are the children of Judah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are God's chosen people. But we have to also remember now it was the chosen people who rejected Jesus. And so now if you're going to get in, you got to be born again. Hallelujah. This is not a flesh thing anymore. It's a spirit thing. Amen. You got to be born of the Spirit. And so if you want to be saved today after we hear the testimonies of the people, we just want you to say, I want to be saved. We don't know who you are. Amen. All we want you to make a confession. I think Romans chapter 10 and 9, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We start out with a confession. We start with confession. Then after the confession, you move to baptism. After baptism, you move to get the Holy Spirit. Or that can be in reverse. It don't say that you have to get baptized first to get the Holy Ghost. Because the Gentiles got the Holy Ghost first and then was baptized. And so if that's you today, amen, after the end of our testimony, if that's you, we want to hear from you, amen, so that you can get saved. Now, today is about Men Day, you know, when we say it's Men Day. Malachi 4:6 said that they're going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children unto the father, lest he bring a curse. And so it's now for we need to turn the hearts of the father back to your children. Your heart needs to be turned back to your children. If you're a man on the line and you're not involved in your children's life, you need to get involved. You need to get involved with your children. You don't want a curse to be on your children because the father wasn't in the children's life. I know that the mother most of the time is around. Fathers, it's necessary for you to be the head of your family. It's a necessity. God ordained it that way. He ordained that men should be the head. You need a man. If you got a family, the man needs to be in the family's life. And that's one thing that God says, amen. For the head of the man, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 says the head of the man is God, and the head of the woman is the man. Amen. God put it in that order. And then we need to get back in order so that things can work right for God. Amen. Revelation, I'm going to quit Revelation 12. Amen. It said they overcame by the word of their testimonies and the blood of the Lamb. It seemed that there was a war going on in heaven at the time. And because of the war that was going on in heaven, amen, against the dragon, amen. And he said they overcame them by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. And so today we come, men, this is a time for you to give your testimony, amen, of where God brought you from, or what God has brought you through, what he brought you through sickness, Amen. When it brought you out of drugs, it brought you out of alcohol, brought you out of the street. Amen. It's what God brought you through or where God brought you from. Because a lot of us, we were in a horrible pit. You know, as David said, I was in a horrible pit, but the Lord brought me out. And so we're going to give you this time, amen, for you to give your testimony to the praise of God. If you just got saved, we want to hear about it, amen. If you just got saved last year, amen, we want to hear about it. So I believe every man on the line today has a testimony, amen, and we want you to give your testimony today. Amen, amen. Do we have in the visitor zone? We like in the visitor zone today, amen. Praise God. Someone that's never been on the line before, if you'd like to give a testimony.
Well, I'm not a visitor. I've been on a long time ago. But my name is Sylvester Bryan. I was born October 11, 1938. A long time ago. God have blessed me up to today. I can tell you the truth is let down about my life. I've never been a wild man in my days. I was raised in the country, raised on a farm. We had one room, a big room. My mom and dad, we all slept together. I slept on the floor. Me and my brother, we all slept on the floor. And I came up from that. I've never been a wild man. My mama always told me, do the right thing, and you will never get into trouble. Because I never got into trouble, never been in jail. I've been in jail one time because I had a speed ticket, and I didn't have the money to pay it. When the police stopped me, I said, you got to have to go to jail. I said, man, I ain't never been in jail in my life. He said, where you going today? So I went to jail. All right. But anyway, my mom always was a spiritual lady. She always said, she believed in God. I couldn't stay at home. I had to go to church and Sunday school. I got baptized at an early age, and I was big with my mom, and I'd never been in no trouble before. Let's tell you this. I've never been in no trouble before. I was raised by these people, by my mom and by this man. And for God knew, I wouldn't tell you no lie. I never thought black folk was hated so bad because the place where I stayed, this man, he was a white man, always come got me, took me to his house, let me be with his children. We went swimming together. We had a lot of fun. I never thought that our race of people was so hated, so bad, until I grew up. I grew up and found out that we was one of the hated people that walked this earth, I believe. Because, you know, everything we do, you know, we are against each other. But I never, never, never hated nobody. Never been in a fight in my life. Didn't believe in fighting. I don't have too many friends. I had one friend that we were real, real friends. He was my wife's uncle. We hung out together. We went together. We did everything together, just me and him. And I just went through this world, and I just looked back. When I did start going out, I just looked back what God had done for me. I mean, I did some stuff out there that we've been dead. But God had been grace to me. He had talked to me. When I get into something, I can hear a voice in my thoughts saying, don't you think you should do this? Don't you think you should do this? That was God talking to me. I didn't know it, but I obeyed it. And I never did like any kind of music. Never have. I always like spiritual music. That was my one thing. I always liked spiritual music. And most of all that, play with spiritual music. But one thing about the gut, me and my wife, when I got married, you know, I did some stuff out there I should have never did it, but I just got to forgive me for it. But one thing about my family, she would tell you that I have never neglected my children. I work for my children. I give her the money. Matter of fact, I let her be the boss. You know, I give her my check. Let her give me what she want me to have. And many men have to do that stuff like that, but I did. You know, so God had brought me this far, and I got baptized in the name of Matthew 20:19, but I didn't know about that because I got 80 years old. And Pastor Page, he didn't want to tell me about get baptized in Jesus' name. So I got baptized in Jesus' name. And I've been trying to live right ever since then. But God has been with me. God has been with me. And thanks God, I'm still walking among the living. Thank God, my family, you know, my son. But hey, one son made one mistake in his life. But other than that, everything else is going good right now. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
That's my testimony.
Amen. Amen. God has been a keeper for him. Amen. He's 84 years old. 84 years old. Amen. So thank God and kept him 84 years. Amen. And you hear the testimony of him walking with God that he really never been in any kind of trouble except a speeding ticket and didn't have the money to pay for it. That lets you know God can keep you if you want to be kept. Amen. Praise God. Is there someone else? We want to give everybody opportunities. If we have another brother, you'd like to give a testimony of where God brought you from or what God brought you through. I know there's something in every person's life. I don't believe there's no one on this line that God haven't brought them through something, even when they didn't know it was God that was doing it. Amen. Brother Norman, you got anything today?
Yes, sir.
Hello, Brother Norman.
You know, first give it honor to God. You know, give it honor to the bishop, to the brothers and sisters on the line, to the mothers and to the father that was just on the line. You know, he was, you know, saying something that is, you know, just very real. When you take time to just look at it for what it is, you know, I've been through so much. You know, that I was, before I got into the hands of God and realized that I was into the hands of God and what it all meant, I was in the streets, you know, I was carrying guns, man, I was running drugs, doing, you know, getting high, drinking, chasing women, you know, matter they were single or married, you know, I was everything I was big enough to do, you know, it didn't matter where it was, you know. You know, then it comes a point in life where you realize, like your brother was just saying, you get older and you realize. You know, right here lately, I've just been through one storm after the other. But I realized that, you know, through the storm, you know, there's a blessing. You know, and there's the understanding that the trials have purpose. Everything that I've been through, the one thing that was all in calm and it helped to keep me in my sense of direction and keep me going strong and to get me through it, it was faith.
Amen.
Good cause. So God is a God of mercy. And I had to realize that, you know, as a man, you know, a lot of times we want to be, you know, all manner of different things for the people, you know, in our lives that we care about. But the one thing that we have to be dependable. We have to be reliable. We have to be somebody that people can turn to when they need prayer. I had a situation with my lady friend. She got sick. She had two light heart attacks. She went into the hospital. She was in critical care and been there for a while. found out that the reason she was having the light heart attack was because she had a blood clot in her brain. Right before all of this, I had just found out that my sister's mom had passed. Right before that, my sister's brother had passed 2 weeks before. Right before that, my lady's grandmother had went to see her only sister, and her blood count dropped all the way down to a 2 and had to be hospitalized. Before that, my sister had just had a heart attack. All these coming one storm after the other, after the other. I had a handful of answers to a million questions. But one thing I did have, I had faith. And it's through that faith that I was able to come through every one of those storms. Every one of those different trials, all I did was pray. I felt helpless and I couldn't do anything, was pray. So I answered every one of those prayers. All I did was just have faith. This is New York. Mom's over said it's in God's hand. I said, no better hand, no other place would I rather be. I just thank God for everything that he's done in my life. I just didn't play it, didn't have anything particular to say. I was just sharing what was going on in my life. I pray that somebody could see it, but I got going on what I've been through. That through all things, God is able. And God is good.
Man.
And no matter what you've done, what you've been, who you've been, that God can change it. Turn your inside out. I love y'all, and I pray that everybody on this line continue to stay under the care of God. And y'all pray my strength in the Lord. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Norman. Amen, Brother Norman. Amen. I know he didn't know all of you, but you know he'd been in the prison doors. Amen. He'd been down in his back. Ray couldn't walk. Ray couldn't get up. Thought he wasn't going to walk, but God raised him up. The doctor said he wasn't going to get up, but God has raised him up. So there's no telling what God can do if we only believe. It is all about believing in the Lord and following the way of God. And when we follow the way of God, God's way always leads to life. It never leads to death except for the flesh, but his way always leads to life. Proverbs chapter 3, it says, my son, forget not the law, but thy heart keep my commandments. The length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thy heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. When we obey the word, we find favor with God and with man. Amen. So bind the word. Hide the word in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in thy heart that I might not sin against thee. So hide the word of God in your heart. Amen. So you won't sin against him. And so when we obey God and follow his word, we find favor. We find favor. And I think everybody needs some favor today. Amen. You need some favor. You need to turn to God. God will grant favor in your life if you obey. Praise God. Amen. We waiting on the next testimony? We waiting on the next testimony? Who's going to be next there? Amen.
Praise the Lord. Y'all hear me?
Amen. Go ahead.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Give honor to God. Head of my life, Pastor Page, Denise, the head of this line, people that's on this line. We all got a testimony. We all got a different path that we took, that we had to come down to get to the Lord. Some paths is greater than others. Some journeys were more steeper. Some valleys were more deeper than others. But faith will bring us where we need to get to, having faith in the Lord, and to make sure that we be in the faith. Which what make sure that you in the faith is going to get you there. You know, God, I made 53 yesterday. You know, I remember a time when I turned 30, I didn't think I was going to make this far. But here he is, 23 years later, I made it. I thank God for alive and well and good health, sound mind. Got my, you know, I don't wear a helmet and a chin strap and nothing like that. You know, I can walk, talk. I've been through a whole lot of stuff in life. I was thinking back of my life yesterday and this morning of how God brought me through a whole lot of things that I've been through. And yet, I'm still not a felon. I still don't have a felony on my record. And somebody was saying that they, I think that was Brother Norman just now, said he carried guns. Not only did I carry them, we pop guns too. And I'm still not a felon. I've been caught with AK-47s, Uzis, and I'm still alive today. Been in gang fights and big old brawls, 50-man, 100-man brawls, and I'm still alive. You know, I haven't got stabbed, haven't got shot. My kids, I got 7 boys, they still alive. They ain't on drugs, they ain't in prison. And I just thank God I've been blessed. You know, God brought me through a lot of stuff. Could have been dead twice or probably more than that. Been shot at several times. Had to eat the carpet a couple times. Had to eat the seats of the car a couple times. You just don't know. Bullets whizzing by you and been in the house with the house shot up and all that stuff. And been up all night searching the street. Jumping out of cars in the broad daylight, shooting at people, trying to kill them. And I just thank God that for the grace of God, I ain't dead. I was thinking about that yesterday. I said, man, God, you brought me through a lot of stuff that today's persons, people, these young people ain't making it through. You know, I'd have seen men took their last breath. And I'd have seen that on a couple times. I'd have seen men's head split open from hit with a bullet. I'd have seen men's brains be washed down the street by the fire department. Brains. Like you wash your car with soap and you rinse off your car, the soap go down the side of the sidewalk. I'd have seen brains doing that. My grandmama almost fainted one day seeing that. I'd have saved a man's life before. Didn't know that he was going that this one dude that was hanging out with me was going to shoot this other dude. I had to jump in and grab him and take him to the ground to keep from killing the man. My grandma in the window watching at 2 o'clock in the morning, she come out, yelled my name, got on my head about, you could have been shot. No, there's some things that you just been in, you think about had they go the other way. You know, had it went the other way. He could have turned the gun on me or whatnot. But when you thinking and when you're not thinking and you're just reacting, you know, I just had to do what I felt I had to do. And, man, I've been in home invasions, bank robberies. I ain't ashamed. Not proud of it, but I'm not ashamed. Wasn't ashamed when I was doing it. And God has brought me through all that. Home being raided by the FBI. I'd have had tons of kilos of cocaine and never been caught with none. That's a blessing. Much as cocaine that I've sold in my life, God has not let me get caught with none. And not because I was so smart, neither. It's just the hand of God on me. He got me through that so I could be here today. I ain't been to prison. I think I done everything that I could do in that time to get there. Just escaped it by the mercy of God. So I take nothing for granted. I take nothing for granted. I don't, you know, it's a lot of things I've done I wish I would, I'm not proud of. I wish I could undo. But hey, I can't undo what has already been done. I only can make atonement for it by forgiveness and repentance. That's all we all could do. So I just thank God for it. And it's just a small part of life, you know. It's just a small part of going through some things. And like Brother Norman said, people dying all around. And man, I've seen a lot of death. I seen one minute one guy was with me talking, and next minute the police gunning him down. Life slow down in slow motion. When that man got shot that day, life slowed down in slow motion. It made me understand how they do that in movies. When somebody gets shot, they fall in slow motion because life slowed down. There's no hearing or anything, and death is a eerie thing when it's all around you, and you just think when it's all over that could have been you. Because you was in that environment. And so it's been one thing after another that I had to escape in life. You know, I done had to run over, hop fences, and I done had to throw guns, and I had to break in somebody's house to get away from get away from the police. I had to do a lot of stuff in my life. It just wasn't pretty, but yet I'm still here. Yet I got just about all my hair, got all my teethuses, got good health again, nothing broken. You know, I just think about what God has brought this dude through. And I've seen the love from a lot of people yesterday. I just appreciate all the phone calls. Over 200 people wished me happy birthday. I got calls from people from I didn't think had my phone number. It just make you reflect. So my pastor buddies called me and still leaving messages and still saying happy belated birthday. And I have outlived my mother and my father. I had to bury my mother. That hurt it. And so it's just a lot of things had to transpire in our lives. But God has brought me through all of it. And I just give all the glory to the Lord. Wouldn't trade everything that I've been through for nothing in the world, because it may be who I am today. Let me find out who I am. And I just thank God for taking me through those things, because he don't put more on you than you can bear. So he must have thought I can handle it. When I was homeless, out 500 miles away from civilization, survival skills kicked in. So I just thank God that he showed me how to survive. At the same time, he showed me how to trust me in the midst of those storms. So I got a lot to thank God for. You know, I just thank him for everything. You know, I don't take nothing for granted. But when I wake up in the middle of the night to go get some water or something, I thank God. When I go to the bathroom, I thank God. When I come in and out of the house, I thank God. And I got a key to turn in. You know, thank God for all the things that he provides for me, the knowledge and revelation and understanding and the strength to stand on this word through all this stuff that we go through in life right now. And I just give God all the praise for being alive and well today, because it's a beautiful thing to be amongst the living today. I don't know about you, but I do know about me. I am grateful unto the Lord. So I thank God for many things. And I got a lot more things. It's just, you can't just tell them all the things when you live in the world. When you're out there in the world, you accumulate a lot of world's experiences and things. And it just becomes, you know, overwhelming. And to see other people's stories and other people's lies and what they go through, and then think about and reflect on your own life. And so I just thank God that we got the peace of God. Shalom. And I'm going to keep on praying my strength for my own self. If nobody pray for me, I'm going to pray for my own self. But I'm going to pray for you too. And we don't have to like each other, but we love. We're supposed to love each other. God ain't never told you to like nobody. He told you to love them. And so I just thank God that we can have the love of Christ in us. And thank God for Pastor Page. And we just want to give God the praise, the honor. I'm still here to go live 53 more years, I believe, at least. So thank God. Thank God for all y'all, and that we come together, these men on the line. You know, we got different paths. We got different roads, but we all try to meet at the same doorstep. And that is in the front of the gates of the kingdom of God. That's what our end goal is. Amen. I'm done with this on this day.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God kept him. God kept him. Even though he was in the street, God kept him. So it was just the mercy of God that kept him. And what he's just trying to say to you, if God kept him, God can keep you if you turn your life to the Lord. Because it is God, amen. See, God grants wisdom. God grants knowledge. God grants understanding. So whatever you need, you can really find it in the Word of God. Just a quick scripture. I like to throw something in. Proverbs 5 and 15 I'm going to read before I go. Amen, because this is wisdom for the men. Now, y'all know how we are. We like to cross the fence all the time because we normally like to think that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And so we are always trying to get across the other side of the fence, you know, because the grass look green over there. But when you get over there, you find out that it was fake grass. And so let us stay on the right side of the fence. Proverbs 5 and 15. Notice what Proverbs 5 to 15 says, to drink water out of your own cistern and running water out of your own well. Let the fountain be dispersed. Let thy fountain be dispersed abroad and the rivers of water in the street. Let them be only thy own and not a stranger with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as a loving hind and as a pleasant rope. Let her breath satisfy thee all at all times, and be thou ravished with her love always. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the way of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all that his going. And so he said, stay on your side of the fence, that man. Don't be out in the street, you know. Say, why are you going out there letting your seed be dispersed to strangers? You know how you like to pick them up on the street? Look like it always, we want another woman. He said, well, be satisfied with the woman you got. You know, most of the time, the reason we divorce, the man are not in the home is because, you know, we thought the grass was better on the other side, and we started skipping out on the other side, and then we got out there and couldn't get back. And so this is wisdom. This is the wisdom for the men, you know, because, you know, men are hunters. You know, we're just like a lion, you know. We always want a pride, and we don't just want one. We want a pride of it. And so men, that's why God said, be lavish with the one you got. You know, I know somebody made the song, if you can't love the one you with, love the one you got. Some kind of song went on like that, but let us not be like that. You can't be with the one you love, love the one you with. That's not God's way of doing things. And so me and the Bible gives us wisdom, because I know a lot of us, we've been through this. We've been through this. You know, we just talk about it because we already been through it. We're not trying to say that we haven't been there. Right now, when we talk about online, we say, none of us has made it yet. We're just trying to get it right. And so thank y'all. Amen. Who's going to be the next one? You got some you'd like to share? Amen. Because of you've been through a sickness, you've been through a disease. Amen. You lost something, and God helped you through it. Now you lost it. Who's going to be next? Brother Greg on today?
No, he said he got a doctor's appointment today, Bishop.
Ah, Brother Greg had a doctor's appointment today. Amen.
Your nephew's on.
Amen. Any testimony? Brother Ward, you got a testimony today of where God brought you through? God brought you through anything that you went through something and didn't realize how you got there, but God brought you through it.
Amen, Pastor. Don't have anything. God's bringing me through things every day. You know, it's a struggle, but God's bringing me through things every day. I just want to continue my prayers for my mom, who I mentioned to y'all, I think a couple weeks ago, maybe a week ago, about her sickness. She's going through things. I also want to continue to put out prayer for my wife's father and mom, you know, with my wife's dad with his struggles. And when he fell, the mom has to take care of him now. The mom has to do everything. So she has back problems. She's, you know, she's literally watching over him and does everything for her husband 24/7, 7 days a week. So I'm about to put out a special prayer for those three, my mom, my wife's dad, Kelly, and my wife's mom, Sue. So I'm going to put out a special prayer for them and for God to watch over them and keep them strong, keep them in his thoughts and his will. But
amen.
On my end, man, I'm just trying to be holy. I'm striving to be holy, and it's a struggle. I'm not going to lie. It's a struggle. But I'm still on that line. I'm still trying to get better as a man, as the dad, as the father. I'm still trying to get better, and I'm focused on God. I'm focused on trying to be holy, like the Bible says, trying to be holy. So I just want to give praise to the prayer line for this this avenue, if you will, for us to be able to online to talk and to give our testimony and for just to hear the word, just to hear the word of God, and for us to be able to hear his word and go through the everyday struggles that we go through. And what I mean with that is it's just the world. The world right now, man, is bad. It's something else out there, man. And if you're not focused, if you don't have the right avenue to go down, then you can get lost in it. You can get lost in it. So I just want to praise God for this avenue, for this prayer line, for you, and for all the other pastors that are holy and that are preaching the true word, not these fake pastors that are out there. I won't call no names. Not these fake pastors that are out there just making money. But I want to give praise to you, Mac Page, and to all the other pastors out there who are focused on the word and to God's true understanding of what he wants us to be. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Ward, for what you said. Amen. You know, it's not bad to share what you've been through, you know. You know, even if I tell my testimony, I, you know, a few of them, you know, I said, you know, I've been in jail. You know, I can't tell nobody I've been so good. Amen. I've been in jail. I've almost killed a man and went to jail for it. Amen. And being in jail for what I did, that was the time I really called on God when I was in jail. In other words, I was having too much fun before I got in jail. And I thought because I didn't bother nobody, wouldn't nobody bother me. And I had that mindset that if you bother me, I'm going to try to make sure I get you before you get me. And that was always my thought to anything. Because if you was talking at me, I was thinking about how I'm going to get you while you're talking. And so when you made a move there, I was already ready for you. Ended up in jail, cut a man, almost killed him. He almost died. He'd be like, let him cross his back and stabbed him even in his lungs, and his lungs collapsed. And I thought I was going to kill him. And I realized I didn't know I could get so angry that I could do something like that, but I did. But the good thing about it, while I was in jail, I heard the voice of the Lord, just like somebody talking to me. It was a voice. And I was in the cell by myself, and I heard this voice. And when the voice came, he said, see, if you had been doing what I called you to do, you would be in this position. You would be in this position that you're in now. I said, wow, where did that come from, man? Somebody, I know ain't nobody in the cell with me. And I look all around, and I didn't see anybody, but I heard that voice. And so then I lifted up and I yield to God. I said, well, Lord, if you get me out of this mess that I'm in, you won't have no more problems with me. And so about 30 days later, I went to court, and the guy that I did it to didn't show up. And so the judge didn't, the lawyer tried to get it dismissed at that time, but the judge didn't want to dismiss it, so he put it off for 2 more weeks. And then went back the next time, the guy still didn't show up, and the judge had to dismiss the case. And I want to tell you, I haven't been in jail since. God hasn't had me any problem with me since then, not for a ticket or anything. And so I just want to thank God, just let you know that I'm not, you know, what I did at the time, I guess I was ignorant and foolish, because we all do things when we're ignorant and we're foolish. Amen. And we're angry inside and don't know why we're angry. And we always try to prove something. And, you know, those things, God has to find a way to bring you down. Amen. That's why I said you got to go down before you get up. And that was the way God got me. I call it, it put me in the whale belly. The jail cell was the whale belly. And the only way I knew I could get out, I had to call on God. And when I called on God, God got all my charges dismissed. So we're saying that even in your sin and the things that you've done today, God will dismiss all the charges. Every charge that the law has against you, God will dismiss the charges by just believing in Jesus. And that's what it's all about. You want to get your charges dropped. And your charges of sin is not because of something you did. It's what Adam did. And Adam's sin passed on to all men. And because Adam's sin was passed on to all men, amen, that still was a debt that needed to be paid. And I'm saying today, the blood of Jesus will pay your debt if you would just believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. You can be saved today. You don't have to keep going around looking back at your past. And I want to tell the brother, stop looking at your past. Your past is over. Paul did say in the book of Philippians, I'm forgetting about the things that are behind me. And I'm reaching forth to the things before me, because you can't change your past. That is why God forgives your past. So whatever you've been through, we're just trying to come here today to say what we've been through and what God brought us from. Have no shame in the testimony of what God brought you from or what God brought you out. Amen. Praise God. So it's good to give your testimony, because someone might be in the same place you used to be. And so thank God that he brought you out and you accepted Jesus. And now you're moving forward. You're not stuck. You know, we're still stuck on in the streets, stuck on drugs, stuck on chasing women. And I don't know how old you are now, but by now you ought to know it ain't that much difference. Not that much difference. You should know by now it ain't that much difference. Amen. If you had one, you done had all of them. And so stop chasing. Let those things go. Let that woman go. Let that man go, or whoever you might be. And serve God these last days. Let your end be better than your beginning. You know, that's how we started. We started that way, but we don't want to finish the same way we started. And so who's going to be next to give a testimony? Is there any more brothers on today?
Denise, is that you that text me?
Yes, happy birthday. Shout out to Brother Ray, you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Yesterday, his birthday. Shout out to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
That,
thank you.
Brother Tobias?
Oh, wait a minute. I think that's 925. Oh, no, that's not him. That was Brother Ray that just...
That was Brother Ray.
Uh-huh. It's
act like you don't know my voice, Paige. You done got old that quick.
The more I teach
Paige, y'all, the dumber I'm getting.
Thank the Lord. Thank God. Is that all the brothers today? Amen.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Brothers, he didn't show up today?
Not yet.
210. Well, thank God. You know, we get back. We thank God for, you know, all the testimonies that has been given, you know, today. And, you know, in order to stay out of trouble, you know, we know that these are the last days, and we don't want to get caught up in these seducing spirits in these last days. You know, the Bible talk about the last days, there's going to be a lot of seducing spirits. And we men, we got to learn how not to get seduced. Amen. How not to get seduced, because we got a lot of things out there on the streets, and those street women are seducing you. But listen to what the Bible says about it. Proverbs chapter 7, amen, praise God. You know, listen to this seducing spirit, amen. How they talk about the way of a harlot, you know. And I don't know why it seems like that, but I know this is what the Bible says about the harlot. And don't get seduced by her. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 6, amen. For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement, and I beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way of her house. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black of, and the dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with an attire of an harlot and subtle of heart. She's loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lie in wait at every corner. She caught him and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offered with me. This day I have paid my vow. Therefore I came forth to meet thee, diligent to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with covering of tapestry, and carved work with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us eat our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love. For the good man is not at home. He is gone on the long journey. Amen. You know, the Bible talking about the last day being seduced, these seducing spirits is out there. You know, your flesh is trying to get you in the bed with it. Don't allow your flesh to get you in bed to think that the Lord is delaying his coming, because we don't know exactly when the Lord going to come. Amen. And not only that, he might come and catch you in the bed with this woman. He might catch you in the bed with your flesh. He might catch you in the bed with your sin. Don't allow the flesh to seduce you in these last days. Because, you know, this woman, she's out trying to get you. She's trying to pull you in. She's trying to pull you away from your wife. How many families that these seductive women have destroyed because of the man allowed himself to be seduced because of the spirit that was upon her? She pulled him away from his family, and he left his family. He left his children for another woman. He didn't care enough about loving his children enough to take care of his children, because this woman got him, pulled him off somewhere else. You know, we men now, we got to come to wisdom to realize that's not what we do, amen. We kind of stick with our family, amen. Even if you're not with a woman, continue to be with your children. You know, God wants you always to be with the woman that you marry. But, you know, there's different things come up. But let's not be seduced, amen. Let's keep it in our pants, amen. Let's not try to get in somebody else's pants, but keep the pants that we got. Get in the pants that belong to you. You know, the Bible says, let every man have his own wife. You don't need to be messing with somebody else's wife, but have your own wife. Amen. If you get where you can't keep yourself, the Bible says, let us get married. Let's not be fornicating. Let's not be adulterating. Let's be holy like God said to be holy. Let us abstain from all the sinful desires of the flesh and of the mind. Let us get away from that in these last days, especially in these last days, because there's a lot of things out there now. You know, you think about it, you out there naked, amen. And then we got, praise God. I was trying to think of, you got something called sponge. You got STDs. You got herpes out there. You got all types of STD disease. Stay at home, man. Don't defile your wife. You know, when you go out and you're messing with somebody else, well, if she's messing with 25 women, that means you mess with 25 women. And then you bring back what you got back to the house. Man, let's be careful in these last days. Let's not be getting it. If you're at home with a wife, amen, stay there with her, amen. Amen. If you got a husband, stay with him if you can, you know. If he's not busting your head up and blacking your eyes and got big bruises on your head and all that, amen. You try your best. Do your best. I'm not trying to say everybody can receive and accept the same thing, but do your best. Do your best, amen, to stick with it. Do your best to suffer. You know, the Bible says you have to suffer. You have to put up with things. And so men today, amen, I just try to give you that a little wisdom out there from God so that we can be holy, so that we can accept Jesus. And you heard the testimonies of others today, amen, is that somebody want to be saved. Amen. We know that Jesus did die for you. We know he shed his blood so you can live and have life. St. John 3:16, so for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. And if you believe that God gave his son to save you, it must mean that you are very important. Don't let nobody tell you you are not important. Amen. You are an important person to God. Amen. You might be nobody to somebody else, but you're somebody to God. And I just want you to know you're somebody to God. So let us mend all your past. Let's get rid of your past, and let's look to the future so that we might be saved. And so I just want to thank God for your testimonies today. Amen. I hope something was said will help somebody through. Let you know some of the things I've been through. And everything I probably talked about, I've been through those things, and I probably did those things too. And so I'm not trying to sit here trying to be holier than thou and bigger than you. But everybody, everything that we receive, there's no big eyes and no big ears. We're all the same in the eyes of God. And we all going to come before the judgment seat of Christ. Amen. You're not going to be judged for me, and I'm not going to be judged for you. Every man is going to be judged according to his own sin. And so if you want to get rid of your sins today and you want to repent, and we're fine. So if you don't have no one to baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll find somebody. We'll call somebody for you. Amen. We don't just do it ourselves. Me and Brother Ray, we'll call California. We'll call the Florida. We call the Alabama. We'll find somebody to baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus if you can't find nobody to do it that way for you, like the Bible say do it. If you can't find nobody, we'll find somebody. Amen. To get you baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll pray with you for the Holy Ghost. But nobody needs to be in your house. Nobody needs to be with you to receive the Holy Ghost. You can receive the Holy Spirit right where you are, right in your house. All you do is lift your hand up to Jesus, set your heart upon him, and believe what God said, to believe that he died and rose again, and he said God will fill you with the Holy Spirit. I believe that is in Matthew chapter 7. I can't think of the exact verse. He said, if your father being evil know how to give good gifts unto you, if your father being evil, your natural father, know how to give good gifts, how much so will the Father give unto them the Spirit that acts him? If you don't have the Holy Spirit today, we want to pray with you. Amen. We just want you to say amen. We don't have to know who you are. Amen. Just say amen if there's somebody today. Amen. I guess everybody is filled with the Spirit today. I just want to thank y'all for this opportunity and this time. We're not going to keep you all day. Amen. I'm not going to hold you. I thought it's going to be a few more brothers on. I thought there would have been a 316 number on your line the other day, sister. Was there 316, my brother? There 316.
No, I don't see a 316.
Amen. I thought my brother said he was coming on today. You know, he wasn't. He's not my brother by my mother's side. He's my brother by another woman's side from my dad. But, you know, I still look at him as my brother. I still call him my brother. I still call them my sister. I don't hold nothing against them. I can't hold nothing against them because God will be holding something against me. I got to forgive. I forgive my dad and I forgive the mama or whoever. And so we just brethren. And we talk and act like brethren, just like brothers do, you know. So if I can be that like that to a friend, why can't I be like that to somebody that we all come from the same seed? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there any more testimony? If there's no men on the line, is there any more prayer requests? Amen. Or testimony, whatever you got. We want to give you opportunity. Amen. For prayer requests, testimony. Is there somebody? Amen. Nobody got a prayer request or testimony. Now, if there's any ladies on the line, you can have a prayer request or testimony. If you got one, if there's a lady on the line, you can have a prayer request if you like. No women on the line. Amen. Praise God. We say that we always want to.
They are quiet.
Any prayer requests or anything? Amen.
Good morning. Giving honor to God, Bishop, all my brothers and sisters. I got a prayer request for Sammy. They done cut off his money. So I just want to lift it up to the Lord.
Brother Sammy, I told Brother Sammy to call you. I told him he keep running into the wall. He ought to get tired of it.
Yes, sir.
But we got him on the list. Still, Brother Sammy called me. Y'all called me together. Amen. If you like to call me, amen. I don't mind y'all calling 817-614-4505.
Okay, well, I was kind of driving and getting out. I'll get a Sister Denise texted to me, please, sis, later on.
Well, amen. Amen. So we
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Will you lead us? Amen. Sister Denise, would you lead us in the prayer? You know, we always say the prayer of salvation. We don't call it the prayer of salvation. Romans chapter 10. Will you lead us in that prayer? Get everybody to recite that prayer with us.
Okay. Could everybody say, Lord Jesus?
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
I believe.
That you died on the cross.
We're buried.
And on that third day, God the Father
raised you from the dead. Right now, Lord Jesus. I open the door.
To my heart.
And receive you into my heart.
As my Lord and my Savior.
According to that prayer we just prayed, where is the Lord Jesus Christ?
In my heart.
1 John 4:4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Let everybody give the Lord a hand praise for today. Give the Lord a praise. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Everybody.
Hallelujah. Y'all give God praise for the men today. The men. Amen. Praise God. And we pray that in these last days, God is raising up men that's going to take that place. This is something I saw and it really amazed me, and you know it was on the line when I saw that when a brother was in need, it looked like it was about 1,000 what we call those Hebrew Israelite brothers. It wasn't women; it was about 1,000 brothers that came out and stood up for what was right. And everybody noticed them standing up for what was right. And so I'm saying to us in these last days, everybody, we need to be able to stand together for what's right. Amen. Not according to our doctrines and not according to our organization, but according to the word of God. We need to stand together, and we got to learn how to pull together. I believe we can do a whole lot if we just pull together, but for some reason, we have allowed something or somebody to divide us. It's kind of a shame that we are divided, so divided, that we can't do anything together. We can't lay down our sticks. We can't lay down our organization. We can't lay down our tradition, that we might come together and be strong together in the Lord. You know, there's strength in numbers. You know, I know one can chase 1,000. Two could put 10,000 to flight, but can we just lay our traditions and things down, and whenever we got something on the board that we can all come together to do it as a body of Christ, can we come together and fight the battles together? It don't mean you got to get a stick. It don't mean you just got to get some stone. You don't need to get a knife. You don't need to do a gun. Jesus didn't win the battle with guns and knives, but he wanted through the Spirit. And so we know we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we got to stand up against these principalities and powers and spirits of wickedness in high places. Amen. We need to come to stand together. And when I saw that unity there, I said, oh, Lord, you know, that's what we should be. These brothers are in harmony. They're all standing together. They're all marching together. They're all in line. They're all disciplined. They are disciplined in line. And what they did was a show of their strength, that they was believing in the Lord, that they didn't have no gun, and they didn't have no AK-47 or whatever guns in. I don't even know what kind of guns they have. Amen. Uzi or whatever. They just stood in unity, and by them standing, they showed their strength. So let us come together. So I got the prayer list. Amen. We don't thank God. Amen for that. So, Father God, I just hold this prayer list up before you today, Lord. And, Lord, even today, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for saving those who need to be saved. Brother Sammy, Lord, we have called his name many a times, Lord. We know you're still working on him, Lord. The Lord will be patient on him, Lord, but turn his heart around and turn him around that he might come to you. And, Father God, I arrest him today. Let the Spirit arrest him today, Lord, and take hold of his life and change him, Lord. And we give you praise for the change in his life. And I pray for my sister today, Lord. I pray for my nephew, father-in-law, Lord. I pray for that family now, Lord, that you would raise them up and strengthen them, Lord. You would remove the spots on the lungs or the spots in the kidney, Lord. Lord, we know you are able and willing to do these things, and we give you praise for it, Lord. And those that with cancer, Lord, we curse that cancerous demon, Lord, that's trying to rise in my sisters and my brother, Lord. I curse that cancer now, and I command it to be removed. And, Lord, the COVID demon, Lord, that is going around, the flu demon, Lord, that is going around, Lord, I pray for the families of my daughter's co-worker, Lord, that passed away from pneumonia, Lord. I pray for her family, Lord, and I give you praise for blessing her family and give them comfort. And we thank you, Lord, for the comfort wherewith you comfort her, Lord, even as you comfort us. And, Lord, every name on this list we decree and declare healing and salvation in Jesus' name. We pray. We just say amen and amen. Amen. Thank y'all today. Thank y'all today. Tune in. Hey, now we're going to be dismissed today and say amen. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God be all the glory and praise as we dismiss and give thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen as he be dismissed. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
We all need to get together and show love for each other. This will be a better world to live in. Because God loves us, we should show him love. Because we living in the world today. We believe in the worldly thing. We got to believe in God's word. God's word. You hear me? God's word is our life. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me?
Everybody. Amen. So what was Brother Darryl? What was happening to Brother Darryl?
That wasn't Brother Darryl?
That was Brother Brian, but I was looking for his son,
yeah,
Brother Darryl.
He's on here. A couple of guys were saying they were coming on late, Bishop. I think he got off too early. But, yeah, Brother Darryl's here. He's been on, Brother Darryl.
No, that was Brother Brian. That was Brother Sylvester there. I was looking for his son.
Oh, that was which area code was that?
270.
Oh, 270? Oh, so yeah. Daryl Bryant, that's not the one?
Yeah, that's
my son.
Okay. He said that's his son.
Yeah, I was
okay.
Looking for his son. I was looking for his son to come on today. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, a couple of them said he was going to get on late, about 10 something.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Praise
well, all
God.
Right, then, I know we're getting on all. We ain't going to hold nobody up. Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. All right, God bless y'all. Be encouraged. Have a safe weekend. See you on Monday.
Amen. Thank you.
everybody.
Say amen.
God.
God has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what his word says,
amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
say,
amen.
Amen.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response,
amen,
to whatever he said,
amen,
from the healing of your body,
amen,
to the raising of the dead. How your world is reeling,
amen.
Battle on through the night,
amen.
Cause you're gonna win the fight,
amen.
Even in the valley,
amen.
Or standing at your Red Sea,
amen.
Continue to say,
amen.
Cause your help is on the way,
amen.
My God has spoken, I heard him. So let the church say, the church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord.
Let
the church
say,
oh,
let
the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
No, you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above,
amen.
Faith must be,
amen.
Must be in what you say,
amen.
So open your mouth. Let the church say,
thank you, Brother Andre. God bless you. Thank you so much. Be encouraged.
Amen. Bless you too. Bless you too.